Well, remember, was it Louis Gates that did that study on black people that shows that black people are only concerned for about 6 weeks, and then we start to dwindle off? If they can hold off for 6 weeks, we will dwindle off. We will dwindle off.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
Hoodhype.com.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Afro Educator.
What's up, man?
What up, man? Florida in the building. What's up, bro?
If I'm late.
Good shit.
What's good, fam?
Man, I'm from the area, so this type of stuff happens in Sanford all the time.
Okay.
The only reason the nation picked up on this is because this kid is from Miami. Had he not been from Miami, no one would have heard of this. It happened, and the Miami news caught on to it. Mm. And then the Miami Heat turned on to it.
Ooh.
And that's how it got national.
Wow.
I didn't know he's from Miami. I didn't know that to this day.
Yeah, he was from Miami. He was at his daddy's.
He was up there visiting.
I knew he was visiting his dad. I knew that part, but I didn't know where he was from. I had no idea.
His dad and mom stayed in Miami. He was visiting his dad's fiance.
I thought his dad was in town with the fiance.
No.
He was with her.
Because remember, think about this. Wow. Think about this. Remember, a lot the Sanford PD fucked this up seriously because they broke so many Florida laws. Okay, number one, anytime an individual is arrested in Florida, and he was arrested, and
Zimmerman was arrested?
According to everything I've seen, he was detained. No, he was detained.
No, he was detained. He was never arrested, from what I understood.
I'm about to break it down to you. Remember, one of you said that the chief investigator was fired. That's untrue.
I never said that. He stepped down.
You right.
No. The chief stepped down. But the first detective that was handling it that wrote up the report to charge him with manslaughter. Mm. But Lawson Lamar, they claimed that Lawson Lamar, the state attorney, told him not to, which is a lie. Because remember, they only had Zimmerman in the jail for 4 hours. I know for a fact that Lawson Lamar is slower than a snail nut, and he will not get in touch with you. I'm telling you. I'm an assistant principal at a high school. I had a parent who came to shoot one of my coaches, and we chased this dude all over freaking town before we caught him, and it took Lawson Lamar 2 weeks to even charge this dude. So I know how slow he is.
Wow.
So there's no way in the world that they got in touch with Lawson Lamar that night. Now, the chief stepped down because of Justin Collinson. Who is Justin Collinson? Well, Justin Collinson is the dude that last year, who was the chief's nephew, last year went and got drunk downtown Sanford and hit that homeless man. Check YouTube. It's on there because it was all over the news here. Okay. Now, we live here, so we know this stuff. Okay. Right. Remember. Okay. Now, think about it. Remember. Okay. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago where the guy McGill, I can't remember his first name, but he was walking through a parking lot. Two security guards, and you can look this up too. Two security guards shot him in Sanford. In Sanford, shot him. One of the security guards was the son of a Sanford policeman. They claimed that the dude rushed him. On the tape, it showed that the guy wasn't even near him. They actually jumped in their car and did a drive-by on his kid. Did they go to jail? Hell no. But dig this. I think about a year afterwards was when the thing happened to Willie Thomas Jr. Because I got involved with that one. Willie Thomas Jr. was jumped, beat up by a dude. Willie Thomas went and got an injunction. This happened in Sanford. Went and got an injunction against the guy. The guy came and beat Willie Thomas up again. Willie Thomas killed him, and because he's black, he's doing 10 years in prison.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Hold on, man.
Wow.
Hearing all this, man, how do they think they're going to defend Zimmerman against all this? Right. You got all this information, all this data. You got the president. You got the national media. You got everybody and their mama looking at Sanford. Yeah, how they gonna get out of this?
I'm gonna tell you how they gonna get out of it. Because the stand your ground law, there is a portion in, see, remember, Florida was the first one to get it. We set the precedent. Now, like with any other law, when you set the precedent, you have all the mistakes. Other states get it and get a chance to amend
and they alter it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So we screwed it up. There is a portion in there where you allow a person to become like a defender of your property. So, for instance, if me and Fro is standing in my yard and a guy just come out of nowhere and start beating me up and it looks like he's about to kill me, Fro can kill him. Because Fro being my friend is automatically a defender of my property.
Bam. Yeah, but now, what about when it's a one-to-one situation?
If it's a one-to-one, okay, if it's a one-to-one situation, this is the only thing that he's going that will catch him. Remember, the neighborhood watch program that he's supposed to be captain of is not registered. In Florida, it has to be registered.
All right.
Now, if it was registered, he could be seen as a defender of the property and would get away scot-free. But I'm going to say one name, and that should let you know how stuff work in Florida. Casey Anthony. Huh. So there's nothing guaranteed in Florida.
And that's what I brought you. Florida is ass backwards, dog. Seriously, no disrespect to your state, but Florida is upside fucking down on so many issues, dog. Yo. Man.
So basically this whole thing, the whole reason we aren't seeing any action is because they don't want to admit to their constant, persistent, the whole waterfall of fuck-ups is basically what it comes down to.
They screwed it up from the beginning to end. Think about it now.
Agreed.
Here's another place they messed it up. In Florida, my wife's a nurse, and she's the head at the local hospital here in the emergency room. She can tell you that anytime a person is killed, they have to be identified physically by a family member. I have had students who have been killed, and I've been up there trying to console the family member. There's been times I've been up there before the family gets there, because I get the call, and I hear so-and-so just got killed. And I know the family coming, they're going to need somebody to help console them. And I've seen parents not even want to look at the kids, and the ME make them look at them. Now, Trayvon's family identify him from a picture. He never thought about it. That's even in the Washington Post when they interviewed his daddy. He never saw the body. They didn't see the body until the body got down to Fort Lauderdale. That was 4 days later, and it was already prepped for the funeral. So they couldn't even. They took away all the evidence from that too.
Yep.
Look at the video. Have you seen the video?
Which one?
Look at the jailhouse video.
Yeah.
The video when they brought him in. Did you see any injuries on that man?
No, he wasn't bleeding. He wasn't shit.
Yo, it's a lie begets more lies. And when you say that you got your nose broken, you say you got your head pounded against the ground, and then that shit gets to the media, and then that shit gets to people's ears.
Well, see, the shit you had about, like who was that you said beat up a handicapped man?
Justin Collison. I remember that because it was last year.
Man, that needs to be brought to the light, dog. I mean, if there's
he was drunk. He is the nephew. The chief didn't step down because he knew this was going to fall apart. He stepped down because all the other stuff that he allowed to go was eventually going to come out to light. And then that was going to put a bad sign on the investigation.
All right, and one of our previous callers brought that up. He was like, I guarantee there's some dirt. That was Ilwan. Said, I guarantee they got some skeletons in their closet that they don't want.
Yep, holes in the sheets.
Yeah,
holes in the sheets.
They don't want shit to come to the forefront. So that's the way they gracefully bow out. Yeah,
I guarantee that Collison thing.
It's the samurai following your sword. Following your sword.
He got drunk, and he was downtown Sanford, and he just, out of the blue, just knocked the shit out of a homeless black man.
Unbelievable.
With his fist with his car?
With his fist, knocked his ass out.
It's on YouTube?
I guarantee you it's still on YouTube. It was all over here. And guess what? Did he go to jail? He ain't spent one motherfucking day in jail.
Do you think they're going to walk away from this and this kid's going to, Zimmerman's going to walk away completely scot-free? After all this attention?
Well, remember, was it Lewis Gates that did that study on black people that shows that black people are only concerned for about 6 weeks, and then we started dwindling off.
You think that's what they're doing, holding off for 6 weeks?
If they can hold off for 6 weeks, we will dwindle off.
Unfucking-believable.
If we will dwindle off, think of all the stuff that done happened to us recently.
So the thing is, I didn't equate it to weeks. I equate it to media attention, and usually once...
But he's speaking on the real number, the study. What's the person's name?
That's probably consistent to your news cycle, though. Like, your 24-hour news cycle, once news ain't covered it no more, people don't care.
We forget. And the thing is, again, like I said, this type of stuff happened in small town South all the time. I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I remember being 16 years old. I was arrested because the police told me and my neighbors to get on the yard. They drove around the block, came back, then told us to get on the porch. Drove around the block, came back, told us to get inside. We said no, and they arrested us. This was 1989.
Wow.
So, did anybody do anything? No. What could you do? You can march till your feet fall off. But they done caught on that marching stuff.
I got that video right now.
Sanford isn't big at all. The key is, though, Sanford is still separated almost racially. The black folks don't even stay in Sanford. They stay in Goldsboro, which is like a little section of Sanford. Mm-hmm. Only time I ever go to Sanford is that Sanford has one of the largest flea markets in the Southeast. Now, you can get rims, tent, and a stereo system for $800. All you got to do is see the Asian kid, Jimmy, in the back by the pool stick. And the pool ball. And so you get the hookup there. But the only time black folks that don't live in Sanford go to Sanford is because they go into the flea market or that little comedy show they put on once a month. And after that shit's over, we get the hell on because we know what happened.